This is Brent Hesse with another fall preseason sports show. I'm here with Coach Lainey Bietsma of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets volleyball team. Coach Bietsma, in your third season last year, went 23-4 as a team. Probably the best season ever at Chillicothe High School in terms of the volleyball program. Just tell me about how you felt that season went, all the wins, so many accolades racked up throughout the season, and building this program to new heights.
Ending last season 23-4 was very exciting. Made it to the district championship game, fell short in that championship game. Looking to redeem ourselves this year there and come away with a district and hopefully conference win and move into postseason. But lots of good things on the horizon. Have 6 seniors this year and 4 of those starting last year, and will be returning to start this year as well.
Yes, you have a lot of talented returners that had all conference or all honors accolades, including Lila Bietsma, Emerson Staten, Ava Lamer, and Carmen Woodworth, but did lose some seniors as well. Graduated 6 seniors last year, including an all district and all conference player in Liz Oliver. So how is it going transitioning from last year's senior class that was able to help build the program and now having new leaders in that role?
Every year looks a little bit different. So when we put the team together prior to the season and working into summer, try new things. So it's kind of a puzzle piece based on seniors that we lose and then incoming freshmen and how to put it all together. As you know, volleyball is such a coordinated sport and it takes many different dynamics of talents and different positions. And so losing those 6 seniors last year, obviously have some holes to fill this year and a lot of younger players excited to step up.
And some of those seniors that we are starting with, including your daughter, Lila Bietsma, who was all-conference and all-district honors, but also the first ever all-state Chillicothe volleyball player as a junior. Now, as her senior year, what are some of those next steps and things that she's trying to develop going into her senior year?
Looking for another great season for Lila. This will be her third year to be a varsity starter for an outside hitter position. She's excited about her senior year and coming off a strong freshman, sophomore, and junior season. And this is kind of the farewell chapter of her volleyball playing defensively, a really strong back row, and then that outside hitting position. Looking for another strong season. She's excited, a great leader on the court, and can't wait to see her in action.
And then those other seniors joining her, especially Emerson Staten, Ava Lamer, and Carmen Woodworth, all were such instrumental pieces in last year's team that had over 20 wins. What are you seeing from each of them and their growth and development going into this year?
Ava, Emerson, and Carmen as returning starters with the addition of Lila, those 4 make us a really strong start. So excited about Ava also playing a wonderful back row, and then the other outside hitter position, always strong, always consistent, very fiery out there, lots of passion for the sport. Emerson is a wonderful middle hitter who is very feisty out there, is smart, knows where to place the ball, has a good block, also plays a really great back row. And then Carmen returning as our starting setter for the varsity level, working hard. And you can tell those girls have played a long time together because the team dynamic between those 4 of them and the chemistry there is really strong. So loving Carmen leading the way and leading the direction with the sets, and understanding who's firing really well that night and getting that ball in their hands.
Talking with Coach Lainey Bietsma of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets volleyball team. And obviously after losing a lot of seniors last year, you're going to have some new players step up into those other starting positions and other important roles on the team. So who are some of the new faces that we'll be seeing playing important roles for the Chillicothe Lady Hornets volleyball team this season?
Moving into the season, we've tried out a lot of different summer players to fill those big positions that we lost with that senior class graduating. So at this time, I'm not sure. It's still kind of a fight up until the end with people going neck and neck for that middle position. Cammie Snyder has been playing some of that this summer and has done a really good job stepping into that role. And then Clara Fisher, as a freshman, has done a nice job, has beautiful ball control out there and can be very versatile on the court. But we're still looking for that and love having that in the gym with the competitive spirit of all the girls fighting for those last positions.
And Coach, after a record-breaking season really for Chillicothe last year, what do you think some of the strengths of this year's team are going to be as you try to build on that?
I think we have lots of strengths, one being some really solid hitters on the front row who can do some damage and put the ball away, which is always nice. That will be a strength. Our blocking game has improved greatly over the progression of the years, and I love to see that. We have some girls working on the back row, which is a really tough position. So the first line of defense is the block, and if that doesn't happen, then it goes to that back row, and they're working their tails off to make sure nothing drops.
Now, as we get ready for the start of the season, you've already had about a week of practices under your belt, but what is the schedule looking like in terms of getting ready for the start of the year and first chance for the Chillicothe fans to come out and support the Lady Hornets volleyball team here at home?
Our first home game is September 2nd against Lathrop, and in addition to that, we have a jamboree to kick off the season in Lawson. We've also picked up a couple games to our schedule. We're hosting Oak Grove at home, which will be a good one. We're heading on the road to add East Buchanan to our schedule, and also another tournament in Hy-Vee Arena, which is new for us, on a Saturday. And so looking forward to picking up some more games, continuing to be competitive, and get those big games under our belt so we can hit district strong.
And early on here in the practices, what have been some of the things that you've been stressing trying to get the team ready to be at their highest level to start the season?
I feel like every day going into practice, I have so many things I want to cover, but at the core of it is true foundational work. So pass, set, hitting, that is sound fundamentals, because that's where it all starts. So before we get all the crazy action in a game, making sure we have those consistent fundamentals, and that's what we've been focusing on this week, and having some fun along the way as well. Before we can move into more advanced drills and doing live play, we've got to make sure that consistently pass, sets, and hits can go exactly where we want them.
And obviously last year was such a great season for Chillicothe volleyball, but you have even loftier goals and expectations this year. What are you hoping to see from the team as the season progresses?
My ultimate goal for this team is that we come away with a conference championship and hopefully a district championship. So this group of seniors has worked very hard and put a lot of love and life into the program. Very proud of them, and I would love nothing more for them to be decorating the wall with some numbers at the end of the season in the high school gym.
It's definitely going to be an exciting 2025 volleyball season. What is your message to fans and supporters as support does grow for Chillicothe volleyball, for people to come out and watch the team, and what are they going to see?
We would love for people to come out and watch the girls. They get very spirited when there's more people cheering in the stands. Volleyball's a really fun sport. If you've never come out and watch it, come watch the girls. You'll see some really fun hits and blocks, and hopefully we'll fall in love with the game like we have.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Beatsman. We can't wait to follow along and cover the Lady Hornets volleyball team this season. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much to KCHI.